Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. The truth is the truth.net is the website. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. We have a couple things going on before I bring on my co-host and introduce you to a very special young lady, our co-host. Breaking news that just came over the wire through various contacts to verify over the last hour and a half. I urge everyone tomorrow morning to watch Newsmax and RSPN at 10 o'clock at the Supreme Court, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 a.m. in the morning, because that's when things come down. The Colorado case is coming down tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. That will guarantee Trump to be on all 50 ballots. That is breaking as we're speaking right now. He will be, now it's the question, is it going to be 9-0 or 7-2 or 5-4? Most likely it's going to be 9-0 on that decision, because if they go any other way, then Joe Biden will be off the ballot too, because we are going to kick Biden off on every ballot there is. So, and they know it. So this is why it's going to come down as a 9-0 in support of Trump being on all 50 ballots. And that's what this is. So that's coming down tomorrow morning from the Supreme Court at 10 a.m. We got the warning. It's on their website. It's just been posted on their website this evening. And that the decision will be made tomorrow morning coming down. So let's see. And the left is going to go crazy again. Now, before I bring on my co-host, I did want to do a PSA that's happening, and this is dedicated to the hatred that is being expressed by certain people, especially Rob Reiner and Ruby Goldberg. First, let's take care of Ruby Goldberg. Ruby Goldberg, first of all, said that President Biden, which is installed, he's not legally there technically, and we know it. Everybody with a brain knows that. It's not about heat or anything. It's about logistics. If you actually think that 81 million people voted for this guy, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to actually sell you, and you know that's not happening. But anyway, she said on The View the other day that Biden should arrest all the and anyone associated with Republican. Now, that's a dictator. But what makes things even worse, she's walking around today with a T-shirt and there with a picture of a Trump with a gun in his head blowing his brains out. Now, that Secret Service has been notified, and we're asking for the immediate arrest of Whoopi Goldberg for that. That's assassination attempt, or designated to do an assassination. That is wrong. That's the first thing. And hatred is really bad. And now let's go to Rob Reiner. Rob Reiner posted on X the last couple hours that if Trump gets reelected, he's gonna put gasoline all over him and light himself on fire. So what we did was say, hey, so what we going to do? So all of us said, that's fine. Who's got the matches? But the point is, these people are so sick. They are mentally incompetent, mentally ill. You know, I can understand if you don't like somebody, go to another country, fine. Very people say it all the time. Barbara Streisand said that. A bunch of others said that. But they never do because there's no other country that's great in this country because it gives you the freedoms and abilities to do whatever you want to do to succeed in life. And to grow and become positive. That's what makes America great. Again, we are the shiny light on the mountain. We're that beacon of hope and the ability to be there. That's what this country is all about, is the ability that we and any individual could, with hard work, it's blood, sweat, and tears, not the group, but blood, sweat, and tears, could actually work hard and do and succeed in life, no matter what it is. And that's a big thing. So those are things. Hatred has to stop in this country. You know, I posted something the other day, and one of the people that I don't really get along with came back and says, and asked, are you attacking people? And I said, no, I'm not attacking. We're getting information now. And he comes back with, welcome to the real world. I said, we've always been doing that. It's up to the individual to decide based on the facts that's out there to decide which way they want to go. But it's not hatred. That's real. That's facts. That's real. And the hatred is what's bred in you to go against somebody. And it may be a tit for tat or maybe some other reason. But that carries the hate. And you know what? This country was uniting before Obama got in office. When Obama got in office, that's when the heat started to build. And that's a big thing, because we weren't divided then. You know, we didn't have Antifa, we didn't have Black Lives Matter. We did have SEIU, but, you know, that's union shit and stuff and things like that. But most of the time, we had our differences, and we come together, and we work someplace in the middle. But Obama divided this country from the hatred towards the police, the hatred towards the black, the hatred towards, especially like Michelle Obama, or what some people call Michelle Michael. You know, when it's to do the national anthem or the Pledge of Allegiance, she never put her hand over her heart or anything like that. She just stood there or looked the other way. And that's also hatred. And by the way, I like to remind people that today is National Anthem Day. That's the American National and Star-Spangled Banner. And this is the National Anthem Day. This is when it was back in 1813. This is when it was born, the National Anthem. And it was done over the War of 1812 in the battle. And they saw the flag, it was still there after the bombardment, And that's the big thing there. So that's where the national anthem came from. Francis Scott Key, and it's National Anthem Day. So anyway, let me get to Scarlett. This is our co-host, Scarlett Butler. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. So who was the person that said you're coming to reality?
This guy that one of the person's friends came back and said that. I can't get his name on the air, but he and I don't get along that well. But he has his moments, but again,
that
he's staying. What
is that from Peter Cracchiolo?
No. It's one of the people that wants to go after certain people
he'll
never get. All right, but you know, the point is that you know, sometimes you keep your friend, so you keep your friends close and your enemies closer, type of thing, and you don't burn a bridge, and that's how you keep that. And you, like I said, hatred needs to be taken away from people. And you don't born hatred. You don't born with hate. If hatred grows, it's adopted into you. That's what CRT is all about, and DEI. That's all our hatred.
They're paid.
Yeah. So that's a big thing there. So, yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg doesn't like Donald?
Whoopi Goldberg hates Trump. Oh, what a passion. Everyone on the view. Because they're the communists, most of them. They believe that government controls everything. Let's go back to what Mark Levin was talking about. Also, on MSNBC, it's the same idea but also happened on The View on ABC. These people believe that this country's Judeo-Christian nations. It doesn't come from man. It comes from God. It comes from Right.
And the Holy Scriptures, right.
Right. And you know, it's based on the Bible, basically. Both the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the First Paper, all is based on in a lot of ways, and alien rights. And it's based on the Creator, which is not man. And spiritual. And we're not controlled by, we're not dictators, and the left and the communists and socialists and what's used to the progressives, that even the liberals don't even say liberal anymore, because it's either progressive, socialist, or communism. And they moved out of liberals and they moved so far to the left, and they're perfect people will be Stalinist and Marxist and all those people. So, and Karl Marx and all those things. And that's what they believe in. No,
they're
unhappy. They don't realize that spiritually drives you. Most people always go to the divine to pray to.
Something's happening. Your life.
Yeah.
It's a more positive environment. There's no hate. You feel good. You feel happy. Life is good. You know? Who doesn't want to have that generated in their world? I like it. I love being happy and smiling and feeling good. They can't take it away from me. They can't rob it of me. They can't even aggravate me about it. Because I have it.
Yeah. So that's a big thing there. And if you think they're hateful now because they see Trump moving on up, and Biden going straight down, wait till tomorrow when the Supreme Court starts sending out the ruling. This is the first ruling.
I don't care. I don't care what they think. They're unimportant. They're insignificant. Okay?
Yeah, well,
they are.
Anyway, Tuesday is...
It's their hang-up, not mine.
Tuesday is Soup Tuesday. Over almost nine.
How's he going to douse himself? What is he going to douse himself with and set himself on fire with?
He kept posting that all day today on Twitter for X.
I want specifics. What's he going to douse himself with?
I don't know. My street of Jamie Farr on MASH.
Yeah. He's a 2-year-old in the head. What do you expect from the meathead?
Yeah.
He's miserable. He has nothing better to do in his day. He's an unhappy, unsoulful person.
The other breaking news that just came out.
What?
Fannie Willis and Wade both are being disbarred, starting tomorrow.
Mazel tov. Cool. When do you think the immunity thing will come down?
That one, they have to hear it first. That's in April 22nd, I believe, and then it'll come down. The end of June.
Let's switch. Yesterday was a great day. There were caucuses and primaries. And from what I understand, President Trump swept Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho. And now Super Tuesday is coming. He'll have enough delegates that puts him over the top. He will be the Republican nominee. We'll go forward to the convention, and then we'll be on the ballot for the election in November, and he will win. And then we have only 2.5 months, and then Biden gone, and President Trump will be inaugurated the 47th president. Mazel tov to the country.
There's only one other president that served two terms separated by another person, and that was Grover Cleveland. So he'll become the second president to have done that.
Well, that's great, because we'll have him for 4 years or whatever he decides, and then we have Kristi Noem. If he decides to retire mid-term, meaning after 2 years, and Kristi takes over, we will have her for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This country will be cleaned up. We will sweep the black under the rug. Stop on them. They're gone. They're gone.
Okay, so we got 16 states and District of Columbia and something else on Tuesday. Then you got the State of the Union, and by the way, I don't know which Republican. I think it's either going to be Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene. Or one of the senators like J.D.
Vance. I'm not
Vance.
Watching it, so it don't matter. I don't want
to
hear it.
It's going to bring the parents. Let me get this through. Okay. That's one thing. But they're going to bring the parents. The Republicans are bringing the parents of Lincoln Riley to the State of the Union. Biden is bringing. Some woman that wanted an abortion and went to another state to get it to come to the State of the Union.
Is he bringing people from Gaza? Is he bringing people from Gaza?
I don't know. But I don't know about that. But Biden cares more about killing babies and killing life than supporting American citizens.
The care packages they were dropping down in Gaza?
They didn't drop anything yet.
nothing.
They're getting ready to do it. This is wrong, I'm telling you, and I know people because I talk to people involved with CARE and Project Hope and stuff like that, and they too are worried about this stuff getting into the wrong hands. In fact, they're changing one of the scripts of one of the campaigns because of that. Look, you cannot. If you can't, first of all, you don't know, it's okay. In Vietnam, we don't know your friends and enemies. Well, in Korea, the same thing in some places. In other areas, when you're in the battling countries where it's the same looking and stuff like that, you tend to have a problem of identifying who's good and bad. When you're working with Gaza, when you have the people in Gaza where 85 or 90% of the people voted and support Hamas, how are you gonna support people that hurt? You don't know if they're actually getting it or Hamas is getting it. And most of the time Hamas is getting it. Initially when they had that relief column that came in to give out food the other day and supplies, and then there was shooting out and everything, that wasn't IDF that did that. That was the Hamas and some other people in there that was doing it.
I got a better question. Why are we helping terrorists?
We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be doing that at all. What they should do is get a location outside that area, like at the border with Egypt, and if you want, and supply them that way, and then do it that way. But throwing drops. Well, we used to get airdrops coming in when we're behind enemy lines or when we are working in close combat. The military used to drop supplies in areas so where our soldiers are supposed to get them, but a lot of times it goes off target and the enemy picks it up. And we don't know who's actually going to pick it up. So the point I'm making is that if you're going to airdrop relief, how do you know that's going to go to the right people? You can't.
They don't give a shit. Okay,
so my point is that Biden is giving out supplies to he's giving aid and comfort to the enemy. He should not do any of it right now. Right.
Okay. Let's talk about Tricky Nikki. Okay, she's winding the long and winding road here with her.
Okay. She said
he was going to drop out and then go become a Democrat.
They were talking Obama's talking to Nikki Haley to drop out and become a Democrat and run instead of Biden. They want to get rid of Biden, so they feel that maybe Nikki Haley will be that. And the story is that because at least they have a woman running because they know they're trying to cut to do a King Solomon, but they know that Biden is going to get creamed. And Nikki Haley already announced today that she's not going to support him.
He will never get a vote. The blacks won't vote for her.
No, no one will vote for her. Her political career is over. She should have dropped out after the New Hampshire. If she did that, she would have been in a better position to move on to 2028 or something.
You know what? They should give it to Bobby Kennedy. They should support Bobby.
No, because Bobby Kennedy screwed himself because he went independent. Because he went independent. And yeah. His whole family kicked him out, basically.
Okay. Fine. Jill Biden will not go down.
No. She's going down. She's going to bring her husband down. And she's being attacked by it now. And by the way, she's not a doctor. Not a real doctor. She is somebody. Yeah, that's it. That's a big thing there. By the way, just to let you know, as of today, Biden has not talked to or mentioned the name Laken Riley at all. It has Kamala Harris. Trump has spoken to the family and dedicated and has certain several ads now about Lake and Riley. So that's a big thing there.
They don't care.
Yeah.
It's not important.
And the senator of Alabama, Britt, is going to be the one that's doing the Republican response to the State of the Union.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
We have a radio show.
Yeah,
no,
tonight.
How long do you think that man's going to stand?
About an hour. We'll see.
Yeah.
If he doesn't. He will not talk about the border. He will, except to say that the Republicans are preventing him from getting a border bill, but it was not a border bill.
Build the wall. Finish the wall. That's it. There is nothing else. Build the wall on the north. Finish the wall on the south. That's it.
Well, it didn't even have anything to do with the wall in that bill. Well, it does, that's a fast track. They could allow up to 5,000 illegals a day to come across this country under that bill.
Mike Johnson's doing that?
No, the bill's dead.
Okay, Why is the government not closed?
Yeah, something to do with they did a CR to continue certain things until next week when they have enough time to get certain things done.
He did right.
No one's arguing about this.
Spending and wasting money. They're fucking clowns.
Look, if we close the government, Republicans get hurt. We can't do that. There's political reasons for this.
Who's going to be hurt? Them in Congress? Oh, my God, they won't get paid. Oy. You're kidding.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
What?
We don't want the Democrats anything for an election thing. We're winning, and we're doing what we have to do, and winning on that. Meanwhile, we have HR2.
We're yelling in there, and Biden and Obama telling her to print money. And Mike
there is
Johnson
no print money. We
a
took
fucking passage. He's a passage.
No, there is.
He's
he took. There is no. Look, he stopped funding for everything right now. There is no money going anywhere. Right?
Oh, yeah. They're getting paid.
No, they're not.
Bullshit.
There's no money going anywhere right now. The CR was for the military and for a certain other government agencies that have nothing to do with anything.
The Pentagon has how much money missing? $900 billion?
No, we arrested the people that stole the money and we got the money back. Thanks to Rand Paul and others.
Okay.
We already took care of that. I told
Where's
you, clean
Biden?
Up the swamp.
Where's Biden getting the money to send these care packages?
Nowhere. He's not. He's doing it out of his own pocket because we're not giving him any. And Yellow can't print because we took the printing press away.
He's a cheap buck. Are you kidding me?
Well, Scarlett, he is actually not doing anything. It's a publicity stunt. Forgiveness of the student loans. It's never going
to
happen.
Well, let's continue. What happened with the Hunter Biden, Yenta thing, and Jim Biden? What happened?
Jim Biden and Hunter Biden is being picked up this week for perjury. The warrants have been issued.
That's
number one. They already started that. Number two is that both David Clough for perjury. There's also other criminal activities that they have.
Pardon them. Joe Biden's going to pardon them.
No, he's not, because he's being arrested soon, too.
You can't
get rid of him
unless you take out Kamala.
That's going down, too. There's a lot of stuff happening in the next few weeks and months.
When I see Kamala going out in handcuffs, clue me in. That ain't be happening. Because you know you cannot arrest him or do anything to him with her. She's a maniac. Okay?
Yeah, well, she...
We do not want that. We do not want that twat to be the president. Okay?
She's not going.
Okay? Fine.
You know.
We got idiots in the Congress. We have idiots in the Republican Party in Congress. They're idiots. I didn't say all. I said some. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're 6 seats apart, which, you know, you could do some. It's just nuts. Why would J.D. Vance as a new kid on the block? I don't want him as minority leader.
He's one of the people that's up there. But the actual person
is a minority leader. I think Ted Cruz. Well, I'll tell you why. He is a legal beagle, and he's smart.
Okay.
And he's in the Supreme Court. He knows the legalities. He knows stuff. And he's not afraid.
He has a race. He's running right now. So he has to concentrate on that.
Why is he having a hard race?
No, but they're trying to. The left is trying to put one of the states that the left wants to try and give trouble with. He will win re-election, but it might be close. But I don't think so because we got Trump running in Texas for the president. So I think he's going to win by 5 to 10 points.
Telling me Austin, Texas, is taking over the whole state.
No. The point is that he's concentrating on his election and things like that. So that's why.
I don't want
in the primary
on
Tuesday anyway.
Rand Paul's an isolationist. I don't even want him near it.
Okay. This is the majority leader race right now. You got the state, this the deep state with Cornyn.
Minority.
I call it majority because we're going to take the Senate. But anyway, either way, Cornyn on the left, basically on the deep state. And then you got J.D. Vance, you got Rand Paul, you got Rick Scott, and Ted Cruz.
I don't think J.D. Vance has enough to do it.
He's doing pretty good right now. So we'll see. So that's those are the four in there. Well, in the next couple of weeks, we will see because there's a filing period and then there's a vote. And that's where we're at.
Don't worry. They'll fuck it up. Sorry.
In the meantime, there is a big election in California Tuesday, where the top two people will run off in November.
Is that with Lee Shift and Steve Garvey?
Yes. And Shifty Shift is down by 2 to 4 points to Steve Garvey.
Is this a primary or an election?
It's a primary.
Is this to replace Helene Weinstein?
Who?
Helene Weinstein.
Yeah, Barbara Weber.
Weinstein.
This is to replace the senator in California.
The top
two people will be in the runoff because they have this primary system where. The top two people run off. If one doesn't get 50%, you're not going to.
Do you think Steve Garvey will pull out 50%?
No, I think because it's like 4 or 5 people running. I think Garvey's going to win by. Garvey's going to have about 35%, and I think Schiff will have about 20 something percent. And those two will be it. And then we'll go to the general election in November.
How long? That's when we're going to run it?
Yeah, yes. And that's the general election is in November. But we're working very closely with a lot of people and stuff, and we got a lot of contacts in in California. And not only, that's like one of the reasons why Trump thinks he could take California is because of what we're seeing in that state. And same thing with New York. We could actually take New York because of what's going on.
How many illegals are on the ballot? How many are from Gaviscum? How many illegals are on the ballot?
Okay, Newsom's ballot stuff that's going in, we actually
Gaviscum.
Take away over... We actually... We already arrested about 1,000 people. Got rid of as much as 100,000 illegals in the state of California, and we continue to do that.
But they're on the ballot.
No, they're not.
I mean, they're able to vote.
No, they're not. They're being arrested as we speak, all the way around. And
any
Secretary of State or any kind of election Secretary of Elections that are interfering with us is being arrested too for treason. And we'll be holding them and trialing them at Gitmo for tribunals in the next few weeks and months. They ain't going to be around in November.
Okay.
And that goes for any state. That's why Tennessee eliminated so many.
I need music.
What kind?
Take it.
Let's go Jimmy Shelter.
That's fine.
Jack Bruce, Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter, going back in the 70s. We cut every so often to have some music and everything. One of the things I wanted to say is, don't forget Tuesday. I want to ask everybody to get out and vote for Trump and for all the mega Republicans up and down the ballots that's doing primary. And get out there in California and vote for Steve Garvey and bring 20, 30, 40, 50 people with you. We have a saying now, and we've been showing it yesterday at the rally. We have big signs saying, too big to rig. Too big to rig means we overwhelm the polls. We vote early and to get as many people as possible all the way through, not just early voting, but the same day voting for people that still like to do same day. Get out there and bring 20, 30, 40, 50 people with you and get them to vote. And that way it's much too big to steal, to rig, and they can't keep up with it. And that's a big thing. And once we're in there, we're getting rid of these early day votings, and we're getting rid of everything else. We're going to do paper ballots, same day voting with a fingerprint and a birth certificate. In fact, I'd like to thank Arizona for making it that you got to be certified American citizen in order to vote. That means showing your birth certificate with the seal. This way we know you're legal and not an illegal alien. And by the way, they're trying to change the word again for political reasons. They went from illegal aliens to undocumented immigrants to now newcomer. And there ain't no newcomer. They're illegal. As soon as they get into this country illegally by crossing the border without going through proper channels, they are the criminal. And they are illegal aliens. They're not here from this country, born in this country, so an alien. And since they're here legally, they're illegal aliens by definition. They can spin it the other way.
It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure.
So we need to secure the border, and we're doing that.
Our land, America, our land, that is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
The minute they step on our land, because it's not wet foot, dry foot, Cuba,
mm-hmm.
The minute they come through the border and they step on our land, that is an illegal entrance. That is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Illegal search and seizure. Illegal.
And that's
they can be arrested. Am I incorrect?
No, we are arresting them. In fact, we're doing everything we can, and actually, and ICE and Border Patrol, they're arresting even the federal feds that come in and doing the wrong thing.
Of the Fourth
yes.
Amendment.
Among Thank other you. Things, yes.
I'm sorry.
And there's a lot of people being arrested, including.
Read the snake poem.
All right, I have to get to it.
Okay, put on
the
story.
I'll look up. All right, I'm going to put one.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm going to bring Independence Day.
Perfect.
Independence Day. Well,
That was Independence Day, Martina McBride, and the former theme song for Sean Hannity and his radio show. Anyway, as Scarlett requested, here is the snake poem. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin has been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in the coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed him, held him. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. "I saved you," cried the woman, "and you have bitten me. Even why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," you said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. That's what we're doing right now in the border and stuff. We're allowing, and this is done purposely by Obama and the first time around, and now Biden, and Biden's worse than Obama with this. And people coming in, and there was a number of people being killed. Lakin Riley's just one, but there were many in the last couple of days that were killed. What?
Lakin
Riley is one, is very important member. She, her family, I believe the Republicans will be bringing, invited her family to the State of the Union to stick it in Biden's face, because she will never honor, dedicate, or state her name, because it goes against his political things. They continue to do George Floyd, which is a drug dealing criminal that died from a drug overdose, and not by any cop. In fact, that Chauvin, the cop that was accused of everything, he's being released, and they're going to probably end up suing everybody for false arrest. So that's a big thing there. So, and there's also we have stories of the shootings between different gangs at the border from the illegals coming across from one group to another in San Diego. There were a couple of them just this past couple of days in the San Diego area. So it's happening all over. And never mind the crimes that those illegals are beating cops up in New York. And the cops can't do anything because they're worried about losing their pension and everything else. So they just stand by and just let these people go. And then you got Bragg and other George Soros attorneys letting these people go.
You know what I would do?
What?
If I was all the police in New York, I'd just retire and take my pension and leave.
Yeah, a lot of them are doing that. They're coming, and a lot of these police officers are coming down to Florida and Texas.
Move on.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody, have a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll see how Super Tuesday will flow. I'm sure it'll be beautiful for President Trump. This is Scarlett Butler saying good night, everybody. God bless Israel. God bless America. Bye.
Okay, very big. Tomorrow, don't forget to watch to see what the results from SCOTUS, the announcement for the Colorado cases tomorrow, based on the website, on SCOTUS website, where they post it up there. There will be a decision tomorrow morning, and usually comes at 10 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Also, we got Super Tuesday. Get out there and vote, and let's make it a big, giant victory landslide across the board for all the mega candidates, including President Trump. Let's make sure that Nikki Haley doesn't get anything. Also, let's make sure that Steve Garvey wins in California, and let's save this country. So get out there and vote. Bring 20, 30, 40, 50 people with you across the board. Make sure that we have the line we do too big to rig. Let's make sure it's overwhelm the polls, overwhelm everything to make sure they can't rig anything. And that goes for not only here now, but in November, on the November 5th. And State of the Union is Wednesday. And there's some other stuff coming down towards the end of the week. Also working on big projects this week. Let's make sure that this country is safe. Let's make America great again. And also coming down this week, the diamonds and perjury charges on both the Biden family. And they'll see where that goes. So, and there'll be more testimonies as we go along on the impeachment and the criminal activities across the board. And, of course, the filing of paperwork to see who's the next minority leader, which will be a majority leader in the Senate. And anyway, God bless you all. We got a big show. Again, how many people are going to be buying tickets to see Rob Reiner to douse himself with flames, as he keeps posting on Twitter or X, actually, all day long? Who's going to pass him the match? And we need to get Rube Goldberg and people like Rube Goldberg. They're dangerous people because they have an audience. And they tantamount about killing people or telling Biden to arrest all the opposite. We're not a communist nation. That we have the Second Amendment, which is to protect the Constitution. And when the government comes into dictator, and we have the ability to actually change the government based on the Constitution. We fought a revolutionary war to prevent things like this. And people like what Wilbur Goldberg is saying is very dangerous. So, you know, it's time to make sure they're non-entity. And anyway, in the meantime, I will see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Tune in to Truth Is Out There, Voice of People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. Call the numbers 515-602-9657. And listen to our podcast and the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People podcast. And go to our website, thetruthisthetruth.net. Have a great evening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American. today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.